Live 89.5, back again with Chris. I know you couldn't get enough of me, so I came back real fast. But it's because I have a very special guest right now. I have the area general manager for Banyan Tree Phuket, Shrira. Is it Shriram or Sriram?
Sriram is good.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm torn between the way that I would speak it and then the way that I would know it would be said in Thai. So I'm kind of stuck in between. So we'll go with Sriram.
That's right.
All right, fantastic. So we're here, of course. Laguna Phuket is located right across from Banyan Tree in the beautiful Banyan Tree complex here in Laguna. So you get to, when you come up here for the golf event, you get to enjoy a little bit of what Banyan Tree has to offer. But we're going to talk to you about some of the other stuff happening, like the Banyan Tree brunch, which is still happening. Yes?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So tell us about the brunch that's coming up this Sunday.
Well, it has become a bit of a local staple, the brunch. The people in the know, anyway, come in and enjoy, have a grand time. Apart from having the, you know, the fantastic wine and beer and cocktails and all the great food, the guys run a fantastic new initiative, which is focusing on one ingredient. So it could be lobster 1 month, it could be a foie gras, as it is happens to be in the coming month. Then they kind of do different versions of the foie gras, basically living the good life. And brunch happens to be quite a convenient interlude if you were to come and enjoy a Thai resident rate. Not many people are aware of it because Banyan Tree, being the luxury brand it is, it tends to be predominantly, driven by European and non-Thai market.
But yes.
And the expat in the Thai markets might, Thai citizens may not be aware of the fact that we have a fantastic rate for Thai residents.
Really?
So you don't have to be a Thai. If you're a Thai resident who works here, lives here, you can enjoy a very special rate during the summertime. Of course, these rates are available throughout the year, but in summer, it becomes particularly attractive for a great weekend.
Yes.
And this applies to not just the Banyan Tree, but also Angsana and Kasia.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it was so great that you're constantly changing up the brunch too, because I think a lot of people will go to the brunch once in a while, but some of them, they just kind of repeat every weekend.
Correct.
So to be able to have a new experience every single Sunday is really fantastic.
Yeah, and I think even within those of the guests who keep coming regularly, or when they have guests, they want to have them have a special time, they bring them to the Banyan Tree. And the chefs are quite aware of many of the regulars, and they tend to kind of tweak certain dishes because they know they've been there the previous week. That's the advantage of being at the Banyan Tree. We don't do a huge number of covers. What we do it quite personalized, and that's the best part about the brunch that we have. Again, variety is the spice of life, so a lot of guests do tend to go around and come back to the Banyan Tree, which is fine with us. But the key is that in the past seasons, we've generally said, oh, summer is not that busy, so let's kind of wind it down. But in the last 2 years, we found that the regulars, they're mostly the residents, and so they tend to be here throughout the year. So we kind of roll out the red carpet throughout the year.
Which is great, because I think a lot of residents also are too busy during the high season to enjoy what Phuket has to offer. So to have this available during the green season, when we can all take a little bit of a breath, is really great.
Yep. And again, as I said, the key would be that, you could come and spend a weekend in a luxurious double pool villa or a signature pool villa or a two-bedroom villa, depending on the size of your family, and do a Saturday night and then brunch on Sunday or Friday night, Saturday night and brunch on Sunday and check out on Sunday. So it makes for a weekend with a difference. So that's just an idea that we kind of formulated, especially with the Thai residents.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, it's a really great way to show off for anyone coming to visit on how exciting your life is, because then afterwards when they go home, you can be like, yes, I do this every single weekend.
Yeah, that's one way.
And talking about some of the luxury in this area, I've been hearing amazing things about the Kasia.
Yeah. Well, Kasia is our sister brand, and it's very funky. It's very different than the Banyan Tree, but it's all about choice. Kasia Gracia is a apartment hotel, so you got all the modern facilities of a smallish residence. So you have the choice of doing things on your own, buying stuff from Market 23, which is a small convenience store located at the lobby, and you can do things in your own privacy and cook for your family if you feel like it. Or if you want to be a regular tourist and just enjoy what is available, you know, Gracia has got its own restaurants, but being located within Laguna, you got so many hotels, so many restaurant choices, or you just walk about 500 meters and you're in Boat Avenue.
Yeah.
So you got so many choices. Again, the idea behind Gracia was always to build something very stylish, very, appealing to the audience that is interested in a good accommodation, but with relatively limited F&B, because there is so much F&B available, so many restaurant choices available, both within Laguna and just outside Laguna.
It's really great to see branching out to different areas of hospitality, because, of course, hospitality is such an individual thing. Everyone has their own preference for do they want to stay in a beautiful, luxurious pool villa, or right. Do they want to stay in an apartment-style place? Like, it's great that you have those options available, so really, Laguna is for everybody.
That's right. I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. I think the key here being that the demographics of people arriving into Phuket is such a wide variety, so you need to be able to appeal to a wider audience. And Laguna being such a niche spot within Phuket, it's quite a controlled development, unlike as you go further south where there's a little bit more density than what we have. I think Laguna, with the kind of huge beach frontage that we have, every one of these resorts have got their own spot on the beach. So, the access to the beaches, or even if your hotel is set back, you have access at the beach, which is quite secluded and available specifically for that particular resort. It makes it quite an attractive proposition.
Yeah, absolutely. And this has got to be a pretty exciting, busy weekend for you guys up here in Laguna for the Sing Open, the second year that it's been here. And
correct.
First year that Laguna Phuket is actually the title sponsor.
That's right.
So you guys must be packed right now.
Well, definitely. Gracia, Angsana, Banyan Tree, we get our share of players staying with us. We had the Pro-Am yesterday, and the course is a lot tougher this year. Conditions are a bit better. I think it's going to make for some great viewing again on the weekend. People should come and watch, because there's some phenomenally talented golfers, kids who are going to be big names in the future, and they're playing in this tournament now, and the course has not been in a better condition. Obviously, it's a resort course, so a lot of the guests from the hotels come and play it, so it's not super difficult. But with all the things that Paul has going on with the juniors, with the memberships, I think Laguna Phuket in the last 4 to 5 years has become such an accessible golf course, combining that with the accommodation that we've always had, plus the F&B offerings. I think it's a great place to work and a great place to visit.
And you've managed to come on down here to enjoy some of the golf as well. And I gotta say, if you can make it down here for this, arguably the hardest working, busiest guy in all of Phuket, everyone out there, y'all don't have an excuse. You can come down and enjoy this fantastic
thank
tournament.
You, Chris.
Thank you so much for joining me today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Coming up next, we got the local...